Hello. In today's podcast, we will talk about addiction to technology with our guest, Andrew.
Hello.
How much do you use technology? When and where do you use that?
I use technology quite a bit, probably too much for my own good. I use it typically after I get home from school, because I'm here for 5 hours. So when I get back, I'm just, catching up, browsing my feed. That's the extent of when I use it mostly, and I use it at night time as well.
From your point of view, who do you think use more technology? Adults, teenagers?
I think teenagers. I mean, we're all on technology quite a bit, but I think teenagers are worse because they have more free time. Adults are at work longer than teenagers are at school. So when teenagers come back, when they're not doing homework, if they do, they have a lot more spare time to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think people, and especially teenagers, use too much technology around the world?
Yeah. Around the world, I don't know, because lots of places that just don't have the access to that. But in Australia and other first world countries, yeah, people use too much technology for their own good, I'd say.
Why do you think they use that much technology?
Because it's so easy to get an access to. You carry around a little brick in your pocket, and you can just pull it out at any time and, start using it. It's really not that hard.
Do you think technology addiction is an important problem that can affect the world?
Yeah, I think it's an important problem because it's not very good for your health, your mental and physical health. If you're inside, way too much time in a day using technology and you're addicted to it, that's not good for your physical health. You should be, doing some sort of exercise. And it's bad for your mental health too, because, negative and inappropriate things online, isn't good for you.
Yeah. Can you give an example for a mental health issue by using technology?
I think, well, no. I think you can get depressed pretty, I'm not going to say easily, but I think it can happen because you spend a lot of the time inside just doing nothing, and I think it can get to people. And, you're like, what's the point? I'm just here, wasting away.
Do you think Australia citizens are more addicted to technology compared to other countries?
Yeah, yes and no. Because, we're probably not at the top, because we only have, 25 million people. But we're certainly more addicted than other countries. Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because, I said it's really easy to access. Australians, most people in Australia have a smartphone or an iPod or whatever, so they can just do that, but someone in a poor country can't.
Yeah, okay. What do you think are the causes for this problem?
Apart from the ease of access, which I've mentioned about 8 times already, is the fact that there's so much media that you can browse. You can get on YouTube and you can scroll for hours or watch things for hours, or you can go on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever you use, and you really have an endless amount of things you can watch and do.
So you say it's kind of connection between people and source of information?
Yeah, is that the connection between people, texting people online is another thing between people. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do you think we can overcome that addiction as a society?
You need to find something that you can do, apart from technology. Like, you need to find a hobby that you can become dedicated to, or you can enjoy doing and do it for similar long periods of time without touching a device.
Did you try that way to overcome your addiction?
Well,
And did you manage to overcome that?
Yeah, I have my own hobbies aside from devices. Sure, I played soccer for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I, I do other things. So,
but did
yeah.
you overcome that addiction?
Sure. I don't know, I'm not a therapist.
What do you think it will cost to solve that problem?
It won't cost much in monetary value. Like, you don't have to, buy that much stuff. It's more of a time thing. It costs a lot of your time to do that sort of thing and, keep at it. It'll take your dedication and time.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
No worries.